Let's answer the question that's frequently made when you're doing a steak day on phase three. How big should your steak be? What kind of steak? Does it matter, right? So some people might do the 100 grams of like lean London broil. And to be honest, my personal thoughts are that it's a good idea to finish your fast with a hearty meal. So, you know, get the New York steak or the ribeye, you know? That's just my personal feeling there, and let me tell you why. I feel like what you're doing is you're sending a signal to your body not to worry. So you're telling your body like, hey, yes, I didn't eat for several hours, but don't worry, I'm gonna make sure you have enough now. And so it kind of helps your body not get into a state of feeling like, you know, something's going on that's not quite right, that it needs to start resisting. So that's why I feel like you want to have a hearty meal. Again, just really a lot of this is my personal opinion. But anyway, so that's kind of my thought there. Now, by the same token, you don't want to really overconsume either, right? So you don't want to be having like two humongous ribeyes either, because if you do that and say if you consume, you know, 1500 calories for dinner, and that's your metabolic rate, that, you know, the amount of calories you burn every day, well, now you've already eaten all of the calories for the whole day that you would have had anyway. It's just that now you ate them all for dinner instead of throughout the day. So there you're gonna lose the benefit as well, right? So you wanna find that balance in between where you're not over consuming a ginormous meal and getting stuffed and having it turn into like, you know, a free-for-all binge, but you're also not necessarily just eating 100 grams of London broil either. So you wanna make sure your body's feeling like it's getting what it needs and that it occasionally will have something taken away from it, but you're training your body that it's gonna get what it needs right back very shortly.